Hey guys, I'm Faith. Welcome to another episode of Redefined, where we take a concept, a word, or a phrase and redefine it based on whatever my opinion is, basically, because I'm sort of the opinion producer for a lot of stuff here. I just talk, I say what I think. I'm not even kidding, it took me maybe 3 tries to sort of get that in, like, intro out. I don't know why. It was extremely hard for me to just speak. But this week we're actually going to be talking, I just came up with this on the fly. I came in here with no plan. But today we're going to be talking about the word yapper. It is really funny because I feel like now, especially with social media, a lot of terms that are considered slang, like certain things have been more popularized. And the word yapper has just the use of the word yapper from last year to this year, exponential increase, or even 2 years ago to now, exponential increase. Everybody's a yapper, bro. But some people are not true yappers, and let's dig into that. Someone who yaps, by my definition, is someone who talks a lot. Now, some people take that to have a negative connotation. Some people are just yapping, you know, some people are just talking to talk. Some people like to hear their own voice. I'm a yapper, but not in the sense that I think I'm right about everything. A lot of things, yes, but not all things. I'm a yapper in the sense that I'm just always talking. I don't necessarily just talk to hear my own voice. I quite hate the sound of my own voice, actually. It's not just wanting every thought in my head to be put out for the sake of everybody hearing me. I have so many things that I want to say and contribute to a conversation that I think are actually beneficial or humorous, etc. But some people think yapper to me, oh, she's just yapping. She's such a yapper. She's so annoying. She won't stop talking. And I feel like we need to come up with a new term for that, that separates the positive connotation yappers from the negative connotation yappers. Because I quite take pride in the role, my title as a yapper. And I just don't like that negative association with the people who aren't truly taking their yapping duties seriously. This is a really unserious episode. This might be one of the most unserious episodes of Redefined we've had. And that says a lot because most of the time I come in here flying by the seat of my pants, knowing absolutely no idea what I'm going to talk about. But today I really have no idea. So I think that for a lot of people, yapping is really, I feel that everybody calls themselves a yapper. Some of you are not yappers. And that's okay. First of all, you can be introverted and be a yapper. I'm an introvert. I don't really like people that much. I am generally just more of a keep to myself kind of person. I do like talking to people. And there's a lot of things I love about socializing. But I'm an introvert. And I'm still a yapper. I still have so much to say. I have so much to say on social media, on my Instagram story, on Twitter. I have so much to say in person to my friends, to my family. I love to talk. I'm a talker. That doesn't mean I don't go nonverbal. I go nonverbal frequently, but that's probably because I yap so much when I'm not nonverbal. I'm yapping right now. I've talked about nothing for 4 minutes. If you're listening to this, you listen to me talk about nothing from 7 minutes to, I don't know, 20 minutes, I think is my longest pod. That's me yapping. I'm talking about nothing, absolutely nothing. So I do think that some yapping is not acceptance, and that is okay, but it's not negative. There's nothing wrong with being a yapper. I love a good yapper. That being said, you have to learn to control the yap. Sometimes you have to be quiet, and you have to accept that some people are not going to want to listen to you, and that is okay. That's their right. Not everybody's a listener. They're the yappers. And the listeners, I am both actively, and I think that's because I'm an introverted yapper. It makes it easier for me to listen to others and also yap my mouth off, you know? I can feel my phone buzzing. I think somebody's texting me about this exact topic. The point is, there's nothing wrong with being a yapper, and we need to destigmatize the idea of yapping. Yap all you want. Be the yapper. Yap about what you want to hear in this world. What is the quote? Be the change you want to see. Yap. Yap some more. I'm going to continue to yap some more. And you should too. Thank you for watching, listening. You're not even watching. You can't see me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Redefined. I'm Faith, and I will see you again next week.